God is our Father, January 8. We are His sons and daughters. I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:17 and 18. The Creator of the universe addresses you as an affectionate father. Your heavenly Father proposes to make you a member of the royal family, that through His exceeding great and precious promises you may be a partaker of the divine nature. The more you partake of the character of the pure sinless angels and of Christ your Redeemer, the more vividly will you bear the impress of the divine, and the more faint will be the resemblance to the world. I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. What a promise is here made upon condition of obedience. He promises to be a father unto you. Oh, what a relationship is this, higher and holier than any earthly tie. If you make the sacrifice, if you have to forsake father, mother, sisters, brothers, wife, and children for Christ's sake, you will not be friendless. God adopts you into His family. You become members of the royal household, sons and daughters of the King who rules in the heaven of heavens. If you call God your Father, you acknowledge yourself His children, to be guided by His wisdom and to be obedient in all things, knowing that His love is changeless. You will accept His plan for your life. As children of God, you will hold His honor, His character, His family, His work as the objects of your highest interest. It will be your joy to recognize and honor your relation to your Father and to every member of His family. God is our Father, a tender parent, solicitous for His spiritual children. He is pledged to be the protector, counselor, guide, and friend of all who are obedient to Him.